Praise the Lord. Let's appreciate the worship team. Let's appreciate that wonderful song, saying there is no one like God. I don't know if that's your belief as well this morning, that there is none like God. There is no other God. No other human being. No other deity like God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are our God. We thank you, Lord, because you are always there for us. And so this morning we come into your presence. We covet your words, O Lord. Words that will turn our fears into strengths. Words that will turn our failures into success. And words that will turn our defeat into victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please go with me quickly to John 2. I'll read from verse 5 to 10. The New King James Version. Verse 5. So his mother said to the servant, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there was set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. Verse 9. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. 10. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning set out the good wine. When the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." May God bless the reading of his words. The mother of Jesus said to them, "Whatever he says, please do it." I want you to underline that. The MC of the wedding said, "Where and how did you get this good wine?" God's instruction to you today, to me as well, is to get the good wine. The title of this message from God to you today is, "Get the good wine." Get the one that is better than the one you have been having before. Even if the one you are having before is still flowing, but more often than not, it runs out. Get the good wine. You will recall that wine is a sign of merriment in a marriage, in ceremony, but also in everyday life. In everyday life, I recall that after a series of failures, when Liverpool won their last match, of course I called my wife, I said, "Bring wine." That is a sign of merriment. When wine is sufficient, the occasion or life is sweet. But when it is scarce or it runs out, life can be problematic. The occasion can be dry or very, very sluggish. And situations can really become challenging. I have seen situations where the host of ceremonies will pack his bag and baggage and run away from the party since drinks has finished and people are still coming. You see, in life context, wine is like a series of victory. It's like a series of success. It's like promotion, blessings, healings, profits, favor. So it's not only in the case of ceremonies. In joyous, successful situation, wine demonstrates that mood. So when it continues to flow in your life, it's a sweet life. Of course, it's a glorious life. But when it stops, or when it is finished, it is challenging. It is very tough. Each and every one of us sitting down today or listening to my voice may be experiencing periods of running out. We may be experiencing closed doors. We may be experiencing things that gives us fear every time that we think about it. That's what the situation all around us seems to dictate. Resources are running out. Business is slow. There is sudden stagnation. Of course, there is insecurity. There are fears all over the place. There are series of failures. Of course, we have to pray fervently this morning that God should change the situation of Nigeria, because things are running out. There are great disappointments. And like I said, doors are closing. Doors are closing. And each and every one of us, at times, we are under a lot of stress. Under a lot of stress. I remember the water situation in our house recently. For more than 15 years, we have always depended on a well in which we had a submersible pump. And of course, an overhead tank. We pump water daily, and that's always enough for everything we want to do. But of recent, even before then, in dry season, yes, we have to at times pump twice. Of recent, between January, February, March, you all remember it was very, very tough. It was very, very, very tough. It became challenging. We had to be carrying kegs. At times I would bring keg on the back of the vehicle. The security people will help me. I will carry it, put it in the boot. We became water managers. Even taking bath under the shower was a luxury. We had to start to measure it. It was very, very tough. The tap stopped flowing. The well dried up. All over Ibadan. So when we call, at a point in time, we were depending on these tankers that takes water. We had a customer. My wife had a customer. Later, I got to also have the telephone number of the man. He would say, "Koso mi ambo." We started tracing him all over Ibadan. At times he comes, he says, "Okay, I have only half. I'll give you half. I'll come and give you the other half later on." We became water managers ourselves. Meanwhile, we were sitting on fresh and more than sufficient underground water. Until we call in the borehole engineers. And they drill right in our compound, very close to the gate, and connected us to ever-flowing underground fresh water. Now we pump only once in a week. Much, much more than enough. So we got the good and new water. We got the good and fresh wine, which was more than enough, and even enough to share with neighbors. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Brethren, what keeps the wine flowing? That's the question you should ask. What gives the good wine, even after the ordinary that you have been enjoying, and that one stops? What opens the new and better opportunities? What opens new doors for you, even when one door has closed? In this particular illustration, as an example, what brought the good wine? Brethren, it is the presence of Christ. It is the presence of God in your life. The presence of God in my life. In the passage that we read, Jesus needed to be invited. All other persons, all other things, all other situations cannot help the scarcity, the running out. Every other person that was in the wedding ceremony were insignificant. Every other, including the pot, big pot that was sitting there, Jesus made a difference. He said there will always be scarcity. But remember, there is an assurance because God is in the party. There is an assurance because God is on your side. Good wine will continue to flow. Joy will continue to flow. Success will continue to flow. Victory will continue to flow. New strength will continue to flow. You may be sitting down there. You have been feeling very well before. All of a sudden, you are feeling a lot of weakness. I say today, you will get new strength. It may be your home. It may be your marriage. It may be your situation. Today, God will open a new vista. The Bible in Matthew 5:3 says, you are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. Because it will be less of you and there will be more of God and His rules. There will be more of God and His strategies. There will be more of God and His principles. When you have reached the end of your road, when you have reached the end of your wits, then God will show up. You just add the visa testimony by Baba Adegu. End of the road, God showed up. I mean, I have traveled several times. I've never seen that before. But that is God. If it's in your sight, in your party, impossibilities become possible. I am sure many people who are in that flight, who had seen what they were struggling with, will be astonished to see them step onto the plane. And believe you me, many of them will say, the God that these ones follow, Father, I want to follow Him. I want to follow Him. See, there are other examples in the Bible of very challenging situations where God was present, Jesus was present, or was invited. Remember the storm in the sea, Mark 4, and I read from 37 to 41. 37 says, and a great windstorm arose, and when the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already feeling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Verse 39 says, then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I pray every storm in your life, every unwarranted situations in your home, today the Lord Almighty will say, be still. And there will be calmness. There will be joy and there will be happiness. Verse 40 says, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Remember, Brother Adeku said, faith has no alternative. Faith has no alternative. And they feared exceedingly, and they said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's why we said, there is no other one like your God. He has power over everything. So no matter what you have come to this service with today, the Lord will say, peace be still. And he will decree fresh calmness into your situation. All storms and turbulence, all failures and fears in your life will cease because he is present. When he shows up, all mountains will be moved. Remember Lazarus' death in John 11. Martha and Mary requested Jesus' presence when Lazarus was sick and eventually died. You know what happened. So even dead situations, buried issues, matters that you think is already gone and you're already turning back, God will revive today in Jesus' name. I hope you remember the second miraculous catch of fish in John 21. John 21, 3 and 5. Let's read. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Jesus appeared and stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. They had gone a fishing, gone into the middle of the sea, where the fish normally are, in the deeps. They tried, they couldn't get anything. Then they were coming back. By the side. And you don't find fishes by the side of the sea. At least you don't find big ones. You can find a shell, where? But you won't find. But Jesus, in his presence, he will give you a lot of presents. His presence would always bring surplus where you are already experiencing scarcity. Again, I say, that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So how do you attract God's presence? How do you attract his manifestation, particularly in your challenging situation? Because one thing that's established is the one that can do all things. So when you are at the end of your rope, when you are in a very tight situation, is the one that you need to ask to show up. Is the one that you need to ask to be present. How do you do that? How do you get the good wine when the wine is finished and you are desirous of a new good one? How do you move from a running out situation to a running over one? It's very simple. Get the good one. Get the good one. Get the good one. Number one, worship him. Worship him. Let me remind you again that when we worship him, he manifests. He shows up. When we thank him for being our God, then he shows up. It's clear that he inhabits the praises of his people. This is why you should always start your prayer, as it is stated in Matthew 6, 9. Hallowed be your name. That's how prayers are started. You first of all say, holy are you, Lord. Imagine that in the middle of your concern and worries, in the middle of a scarce and challenging situation, you start singing, you are great, yes, you are. Holy One, you walk upon the sea, you praise the dead, you reign in majesty, mighty God, everything written about you is clear. Take that song again, keeping in mind the concerns that you have, the worries that you have brought to him today. Say to him again, you are great, yes, you are. Holy One, you walk upon the sea, you raise the dead, you reign in majesty, mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great. You are great. You are great.
You are great. You are great. You are great.
Everything
you are
written.
Great. You are great. You are great. Everything written about you is great.
You remember Paul and Silas praising God while they are in bondage. They probably were singing the song that you have just sung. What followed was victory. So for you, victory will follow. I say for you, freedom will follow. I say you will be released from whatever bondage, whatever situations in your life that has followed you to this service today, God will pour sweetness onto it. There's always a release when God shows up. And the easiest and the first way to invite him is to worship. The second is to invite him. Yes, it might show up. You may have announced he's great, he's big, he's this, and so he shows up. He knocks at the door. You have to allow him in. You have to invite him. In Matthew 6:10, the next verse says, let your will be done in my life. That means you are arrogating his presence into your situation. You are inviting him into your circumstances. That is the invitation. That is the opening of the door of your life to God that showed up. You need to invite him. These days, when people announce a ceremony, they also give out invitation, Abby. We may all know about the ceremony. It may have been announced, it may have been broadcasted, but it is not everybody that is invited. And if you go there without an invitation, then they will bounce you. It is the same principle. You need to invite God personally into your situation. You need to invite him. And I say, please invite God. Jesus and his disciples were invited. It wasn't just that they announced that they were having a ceremony. They invited Jesus. The Bible said he also invited his mother. Imagine if they did not invite him. Good new wine will not have spring up. Thought. Mary and Martha invited him. They invited Jesus. And so he's knocking at your door. The door of your life. The law of the situation. Invite him into it. Because you know that when he comes into a situation, peace be still. And there will be calmness over every storm. Number three, need God. At the wedding, there was scarcity. And they needed help. They didn't turn to any other person. So you cannot afford to turn to any other person. You cannot afford to turn to any other deity. You cannot afford to turn any other place. You have to turn to God. So they turned to Jesus. They knew he was present. They knew they invited him. So they asked him for help. Ask God for help. Need God. When Jesus was approached, he turned the scarcity into a surplus. So put your petition before him. Open up. You can't do anything by your strength. He is available to help you. In Mark 2:17, he says, when Jesus had it, he said to them, those who are well need no help of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. So you have to open up. You have to open your heart. You have to open your mind and your life and take God's help. That's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to always help us. Do we need the help? Yes, we do. And that's why we sing, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by power, by the Spirit says the Lord. It's not by might,
it's not by might,
it's not by might,
but by the Spirit says the Lord.
This mountain shall be whatever mountain, any challenging situation has constituted in your life, today it shall be removed. Always it shall be removed. Because it is by the power of the Almighty. But you have to take in that power. You have to play your part. Please need to know. You need to know in that needing God that you also need to move. You need to walk. You need to play your part when you are requesting help. When the servants went to him and requested help, he asked them to do what? To fill the pot with water. The Bible describes this very big pot. And you can imagine filling all of them with water. Jesus didn't fill the pot with water. The workers did. They obeyed. Are you asking for help on no effort? Mm-mm. God can only multiply what you have in your hands. If you raise zero, power infinity, it is still zero. You must have made effort. You must have made effort. Imagine that Brother Adegu did not even start the process. Will visa drop on his phone? You need help, but it must be help on some efforts. It must be help on some work. You must obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and then you will see the miracle. Lastly, expect the deliverance. Expect the victory. Expect what God is going to do. Be very expectant. Your faith must be strong. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. Be expectant. Believe he has done it. Expect the joy. Expect the blessing. Expect the upliftment. Expect the victory. Obey instruction, walk around it. Expect the resurrection, even of dead situations in your life. The servants who poured water into the pot, when they drew it out and gave it to the MC, the servant knew it was wine. Of course, they would have been stupid to go and draw water and go and give it to the MC, who will pour it on their face if it is water. But the Bible said the MC did not know, but the servant knew. So the servants were expectant. That was why they got the good wine. They were expectant. They knew they had gone to the master. They knew the master gave an instruction, and they followed the instruction. The Bible did not say that they tasted it by themselves before giving it to the MC. They went with that wine and gave it to the MC with a very strong faith and expectance. They expected victory and they got it. They expected a good wine and they got it. And of course, you know that the wine that they got at that stage was better than what they had had before. Your next level will be better. It will have been enough for Jesus to give them what they were having before, but he wanted to take them to another level. You will get to your next level. And your next level will be greater and better than your previous level. You have to be expectant. You have to be expectant. Mary and Martha were expectant. They were expectant. Lazarus came back to life. I say every death situation in your life will come back to life. You should expect strength in your body. You should expect healing today. You should expect victory. You should expect promotion. Maybe you have an exam. Maybe you have a test. Maybe you have something that you are looking forward to. Expect success in Jesus' name. And you will get success in Jesus' name. Expect blessings. Expect that the scarcity that you are experiencing today will turn into a running over of resources. And you will become a blessing unto others. Covet his presence. And you will get his presence. Did you hear me? Covet God's presence, and you will get his presence. So as I close, brethren, believe you me, no matter what the challenging situation you are facing today, please, you need to get the new wine. You need to get the sweet and endless wine into your life. To move from one top of one mountain to another one, you first of all need to go down the valley and then you climb up. So there is always going to be a period of scarcity. But with God on your side, with you, you will always get to your next higher and sweet level. It's available to you. Get it. Grab it. You cannot be suffering in the midst of plenty that exists in your Father's kingdom. He owns the millions of cattle on 1,000 hills. You cannot be poor when your Father is rich. You cannot be sick when your Father is the greatest healer. So any part of your body that is sick today, put your hands on it and say, Father, peace be still. And you will receive healing in Jesus' name. Get the good one. Worship God. Invite Him into your life. Need His help. Take His help. Be expectant and expect your deliverance. God will favor you. Holy Spirit will direct you. Holy Spirit will guide you. And He will inspire you and protect you always. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, move me now.
Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me.
That is the mood I want you to get into. Because Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, and that is the Trinity, and we need to ask that His presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit be in our life, no matter what has followed you or what you have brought into this service today. Ask that the Holy Spirit takes absolute control
over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. Make our lives whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move.
And so, Father, we say, take over our life. Show up abundantly in our situation. We have no power of our own. We have no strength of our own. In fact, we have reached the end of our ropes. And we know that it's at that point that you will take over. And so we ask, Lord, that you will favor us. You will direct us. You will guide us. You will inspire us. And in every situation, you will protect us. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Let's say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,